growing up in Elroy, Wisconsin. And he becomes the other governor from Juneau County, Tommy Thompson.
This is downtown Main Street of Elroy. You know, some people always downplay where they come from. I'm proud of the education, the start, and the beauty of this land.
Isn't it gorgeous up here?
This is all our farm on both sides, clear over up on the hills over there. My mother was raised in the house right next here. My father and her met in a two-room school where my mother taught the first four grades and my father taught the upper classes. The school board said that they could not have two teachers dating in the same school, so he left and built a gasoline station downtown, and he married my mother, and then they started a family grocery store. My mother was Irish, and her beliefs were it's easier to smile than it is to frown. She was a very outgoing person. My father was a big German guy who believed that if you wanted something, you go to work.
I told you my father was German. He made me, at the age of 13, paint that barn down there.
So I had a German culture and an Irish culture come together and made me, I think, a much better person.
My father built this house himself, and that's where I was born, in that house right there. Looks pretty nice now, but...
So I walked to school from that house up to the two-room school on the edge of town. You grow up here with a tradition of hard work, and you have to be a doer. You know, it's tough growing up in a poor and in a small town, but if you got the courage and the basic intellect to make things happen, you know, that's what you learn in a small town. You learn that you can do, and you learn that you have to do it.
Play all the sports you wanted to. It didn't have to be that good, and you could still play football and basketball and baseball and run track. As a young man, that's pretty heady.
This small building was the Thompson Grocery Store. We had the regular and Ethel gasoline. We had two pumps and a place for cars to drive in over there on the side to get their grease and oil changed. And so we pumped gas, changed oil and grease, and sold groceries. On Friday nights, my father was the vice chairman of the county, and all the farmers would come in from around the area to him. My father was chairman of the Road and Bridge Committee. And so they'd come in and talk local politics and talk about fixing roads and repairing bridges and so on and so forth every Friday night at the Thompson Grocery Store. And from that became my love affair for politics. And I worked my way through law school as I worked my way through undergraduate because we were very poor. And when I graduated, I was working in the Capitol and watched and decided I could do this job as well as anybody.
Everybody told me I couldn't run for the assembly, and my father says, well, if you believe in yourself, go do it.
My father gave me 10 bucks a day and put 5 bucks of gas in the car and spent 5 bucks going around the three counties, Adams, Juneau, and Marquette County, and I was every place.
And I'm a workaholic. I guess I got that from my father, and I just believe you worked hard and accomplished what you set out to do and do a good job once you get there.
Beat Louis Rommel, who had been in the state assembly for 16 years in a Republican primary, and then went on to win the general election at the age of 23.
This used to be my law office.
Nice to see you out and about for a change.
How are you doing, my friend?
Very good.
Everything going well? What are you guys doing?
Everything's going finer than frog's hair.
Good. I'm showing them where I used to practice law.
There you go.
I had been in the state assembly 20 years.
But you have frozen us out of the budgetary process.
I'd run down to the Capitol, and I was the minority leader. I'd get there and work Tuesday and Tuesday nights and all day Wednesday and Thursday mornings, and then come back Thursday afternoon and be in court all day Friday. And then on Saturday afternoon, I had a small farm then, and we raised beef cattle. And my wife said, you can't keep doing this, you gotta do something else. And so I said, why don't I run for governor? And so my wife was supportive, never thinking I had a chance to win.
Can I say hello to you, sir? You got it made, you got a television and everything in your cab.
This was strictly shoe leather and driving from one event to another and showing up and giving a speech.
Mother's Johnson?
I said, I'm from Elroy, Wisconsin, and if you don't know where it is, it's right between Union Center and Kendall, north of Wonewoc and south of Hustler, and always got a laugh. Surprisingly, we had 7 people in the primary, and I got 51%, which was an amazing thing because nobody thought I was going to win the primary. And then it was just Tony Earle and myself, and Tony Earle and the Democrats didn't think I had a chance. So they sort of just ignored me to their peril. People thought the state was not going the right direction, so people took a chance, and I won by over 100,000 votes on election night, which was shocking to everybody. And so when I came back, I rode into Elroy with my wife, and it was cold, but the feeling of goodwill and so on, you know. We went down Main Street, and it was just packed. We went to the school, and I gave a speech. It was a very touching day. I still remember, I said, if you come into Elroy, and if you don't have a tear in your eye and a lump in your throat, you're not human. That's how I felt.